USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two of the three Minneapolis police officers accused of aiding and abetting in the death of George Floyd were rookies, barely off probation, when a more senior white officer ignored the black man's cries for help and pressed a knee into his neck, according to defense attorneys. Earl Gray said his client, former officer Thomas Lane, had no choice but to follow the instructions of Derek Chauvin, who has since been charged with second-degree murder in Floyd's May 25th death. A judge set the bail at $750,000 apiece for Lane, J. Alexander Kung, and Tao Thao when they made their first appearances in the Hennepin County District Court. Simultaneously, just blocks away, celebrities, friends, and relatives gathered to memorialize Floyd at a Bible college. With Chauvin's charges being raised to second-degree murder, he could face up to 40 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
This is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Attorney General William Barr defended the decision to forcibly remove protesters from Lafayette Square, downplaying the use of force and claiming that the administration's decision was provoked by increasing violence. Barr claimed the protesters outside the White House were becoming too violent, justifying his authorization for police to remove them. Barr said, "I saw projectiles when I went to Lafayette Park to check out the situation." Reporters and protesters outside the White House said, although some protesters had thrown water bottles and bricks across the barrier separating them from the police, the protests were peaceful. Bernie Madoff lost his bid for early release from prison when the judge who sentenced him to 150 years behind bars said he intended for him to die there and nothing has happened to change his mind. Judge Denny Chin, who now sits on the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, noted the continuing suffering of Madoff's thousands of victims who lost $17.5 billion when a decades-long scheme that deceived them into thinking their money was properly invested was exposed in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Concerns are mounting about studies in two influential medical journals on drugs used in people with the coronavirus, including one that led multiple countries to stop testing a malaria pill. The New England Journal of Medicine issued an expression of concern on a study it published that suggested widely used blood pressure medicines are not raising the risk for people with COVID-19. The study relied on a database with health records from hundreds of hospitals around the world. The same database was used by the Chicago company Sugarsfield Corporation in an observational study of nearly 100,000 patients that was published in The Lancet that tied the malaria drugs hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine to a higher risk of death in hospitalized patients with the virus. The NBA took a major step toward getting back on the court with the league's Board of Governors, approving a 22-team format, restarting the league season next month at the Disney campus near Orlando, Florida. The vote was 29-1, with the Portland Trailblazers casting the dissenting vote. Teams would arrive in Disney around July 7th, play an 8-game slate of games starting July 31st at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. All teams will stay, practice, and play at Disney, and the NBA Finals, which would have started Thursday if not for the coronavirus, will stretch into October. The 8-game slate, it's unclear if they'll be classified as regular season games, will help determine the playoff seeding. From there, the league could have a play-in tournament for the final spot in the Eastern and Western Conference postseason fields. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.